We're just how did it feel to get that touchdown, man? Get back, in the end zone.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Nah, man, it felt good. Should put my mouthpiece in. Nah, it felt good to be back out there with my teammates. You know, whole off season, last season too, just injured, man, and it just felt great being back out there and just helping those guys. You know, creating explosives. And I always tell the offensive lineman, I'm gonna try to get them out two or three plays and give them a break.
Yeah. Did it make you feel good that, you know, all the hard work that you put in the offseason, all the rehab and sitting there watching games, and now you're back?
Oh, yes, most definitely, man. You know, without God, you know, none of this would be possible for me just to be back out there managing, just staying true for staying faithful. Marty, he did a great job, him and AJ both, man. Just my offseason, just my workout program, what they had in plan for me, Dr. Karras, you know, the diagnosis they had for me, you know, one day on, one day off. You know, just building that strength back, man. And you can see Saturday, you know, I'm almost back to the old Julio.
Julio, you said during the broadcast, I believe, in the interview, you said the speed is not where you want it to be.
Right.
I mean, to us, it looked like it was.
Yeah.
What do you see that's not?
I mean, I can get up to speed good, you know. I can't hold it as long as I want to hold it, like, over a course of a game. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point right now, I can probably give you 65 plays or so. I mean, that's a whole game, but the way I play, even in the running game, everything, I want to be able to do that the whole game. Full speed. So I don't feel like I'm there yet.
How much does it excite you when you see what Devin Hester can bring to this offense?
Oh, man. Pick your poison. Yeah. I'm back to that. Devin Hester, he's a great weapon for us. You know, over there running those slants one-on-one, you know, he's a smaller guy. But, I mean, as you can see Saturday, he make, you know, two or three guys miss, and he can take it to the end zone. All of us, I mean, you single us up, you know, anybody can take it to the house.
How about that first drive? That has to make that offense feel good, the way y'all just marched down, huh?
Oh, man, it felt great. Just everybody, you know, we just hit on all cylinders, going down there, getting first downs, and scoring. You know, we had a few penalties. I think on the second drive, you know, held us up, but we got it back together. Can't nobody really stop us but us. You know, and that's the attitude that we got to have. And we just got to stay on top of our game plan and know what we got to do.
What have been getting the big guy, Steven Jackson, back there and running again for you guys back in practice today?
With all these weapons we got outside, man, I mean, you got to do something. If you're going to go zone, we're going to run the ball. You know, and that dimension there in the running game with Steven Jackson, man, I mean, he's big, strong, and he's athletic. You know, he can make a guy, or he can run a guy over. And he can take it to the house. He got the speed and everything, too. So that's a great part, you know, loving to have Steven Jackson back with us.
And just out of the gate, have y'all looked at, you know, y'all got three games. I know y'all do one game at a time, but three games in 11 days, that's a pretty tough stretch to lay to get things started.
It is. The thing is, though, we just got to stay healthy, be smart about everything, what we're doing here at the Falcons. So as long as everybody stay healthy, stay on top of their recovery, and do what they need to do to stay healthy, I think we'll be all right.